This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biatra. Speaking at an Arab League in conference in Cairo, Spanish Foreign Minister Jose Manuel Albares says he strongly condemns any attempt by Israel's military to enter into Rafah, where over a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering.
Most importantly, we must avoid a military operation in Rafah. I can assure you that I will not lower my voice in this respect. Spain has asked the European Commission to undertake a review of Israel's compliance with the association agreement. International law applies for all without exceptions.
The Israeli military said it plans to direct many of the 1.4 million displaced Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip's town of Rafah toward humanitarian islands in the center of the territory ahead of its planned offensive there. The Senate's top Democrat is calling for new elections in Israel, saying Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is an obstacle to peace.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel. He has put himself in coalition with far-right extremists like Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir, and as a result, he has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah.
Senator Chuck Schumer says 5 months into the conflict, it is clear that Israel needs to take stock of the situation and ask, must we change our course?